Unit 18. Venice.
The sinking city. There is no city on earth like Venice, Italy. It has many famous old buildings and beautiful art museums. Every year, over 10 million tourists visit the city. The most unique thing about Venice is that instead of streets, it has canals. Canals are like rivers that run through the city. There are no cars in Venice. To get around, people must walk or use boats called water taxis. The canals add to the beauty of Venice, but they are also part of a big problem. Venice is located next to the Adriatic Sea. It was built on top of many small islands. These islands are surrounded by a large saltwater pool called a lagoon. The lagoon is mostly separated from the sea. However, water can still get into the lagoon at three places. When there are storms, the level of the Adriatic Sea can rise. When the sea is high, it pushes water into the lagoon. This causes bad flooding in the city. People in Venice call this acqua alta, or high water. There is another problem. The islands that the city sits on are slowly sinking. This is making the flooding worse. The seawater is damaging many of the old buildings. Some experts believe that Venice may sink over 20 centimeters in the next 50 years. However, there is a plan to save Venice. It is called Project Mose. Workers are building huge gates at the three entrances to the sea. These gates can be raised to keep high seawater from entering the city. However, not everyone is happy about the idea. Scientists say that even though the flooding is bad for the city, it is good for the lagoon. The flooding replaces the old water in the lagoon with new, clean seawater. This helps to keep the animals and plants healthy. Some scientists worry that the gates will keep the water dirty. This could hurt fish and plants in the lagoon.